Dear God in heaven, we thank you this morning for this Sunday morning service. We thank you for the saints have gathered around your word, that your spirit, as your Holy Spirit, will welcome you to reveal to us what we need to know in each one of our lives to handle situations spiritually. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for our president, our vice president, and all who hold office, our governor, sheriff, mayor, chief of police, all people who are putting their life on the line for us. Thank you for churches all over the world that are preaching the gospel, men and women that are preaching the gospel all over the world. Just thank you, Father, that they're anointed and have revelation. Thank you for every family that is represented here this morning, from the head to the bottom. Thank you for homes. We thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for covering us during these times, that we will have wisdom and discernment on making the right decision as things come toward us. We thank you. You've been good to us, Lord. And we recognize that you've been good to this church family, and you protected us in dangerous times. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bible. You may be seeing open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. I want you to write down in your notes what happens, plural, when your faith becomes spiritually minded. What happened when your faith becomes spiritually minded? Actually, it's the first three verses in Romans chapter 12, but I'm going directly to the third verse for a reason, because I want you to write four or five things down so you can keep up with this revelation that your faith is about to change. If you notice in Romans 12:3, it says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Now, I want you to notice in your Bible, or whatever you're using, the word "think" in that third verse is used three times. And it's actually talking about spiritual thinking, not natural thinking. It's talking about spiritual thinking. So that word "think" is used three times in that verse. He just finished telling about renewing their mind in the second verse. Your mind, let me say it out. Your mind and your body can get in the way of your faith. Or your mind and your body can weigh your faith down that it cannot function as God wanted to function. I want you to get that now. Your body and your mind can weigh your faith down that it cannot function spiritually as it should. Now, I want you to look in that third verse. It said, "The measure of faith." You see that? That is not, the measure of faith is not a quantity of faith. It's talking about a quality of faith. She's not talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 level. The measure of faith is all of faith. So now, when I say that to you, I want to give you some things to write down so you understand what I'm talking about. It's the measure of faith, the mind of faith, number two, the maturing in faith, number three, and the miracles of faith, number four. Amen. Okay. In other words, you got all the faith God going to give you. Amen. That's why he didn't say a measure. He said the measure of faith. You see, that's why he says, for I say through the grace given to me, every man among you not think himself more highly than all to think, but think so, but according to God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. How many of y'all see that? The measure of faith. See, that's a quality of faith, not a quantity. And in your maturing, as I'm going to show you this morning, in your maturing in faith, you're maturing in that measure. You're not getting no more faith. You're growing in the measure you already have. So you have all the faith you're going to get. And see, so I'm going to have to deal with that this morning because we have a lot of teaching that you're going to get. And maybe I've done it myself, but as I grow and mature, I see God give us all the faith we need. It's the God kind of faith. We have it, but our mind, if we're not spiritually minded, it will block it. And our body, if it's not brought under the mercies of God, Romans 12:1. See, you present your body by the mercies of God. Did you present your body? Yes. So the mercy of God, we present our body so our bodies will be out of the way. Yeah. So we have our body under mercy. Uh-huh. And then our faith under grace. Right. See, the third verse said, the grace. Don't think more highly than you ought to think. You know that faith is under grace. All right, now, let's prove that. Let's prove that. Turn to Luke chapter 17. Let's look at verse 5 and 6. Luke chapter 17. Now, remember what Romans 12:3 said. Remember we're talking about, I'm going to give you some things, what happens when your faith becomes spiritually minded. You know, we got 2 Corinthians 4:13, put in your note, laying in the gap, waiting for us to look at it. 2 Corinthians 4:13, talking about being spiritually minded. Now look what happened here. Look what proved that measure of faith really can't be increased. Your increasing ability to use it as you grow in the things of God. How many with me? All right, now, all your faith about to change. See? And the apostles, look who he chose. And who? The apostles. So these are supposed to be chief dogs. They're supposed to be ahead of God's government. But they come ask the question. The apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Now remember now in Romans 12:3, we got D measure faith, right? Huh? Yes, that measure not going to increase. You increase in the measure. So you can't ask God, give me more faith. No, God said, use the faith I've already given you. Mature, shut your body down. Your body worried. Don't let your body worry like that. And your mind all everywhere but in the right place. Are you hearing me? How many of y'all needed that? Yeah. You could think of some situation you were trying to deal with by faith, right? And that it kind of threw you a little bit, but from now on, you're going to understand now, I got to get my mind straight. I got to get my body straight. I got to get my senses straight. See, yeah, your senses flaw your faith if you don't have them under control in Romans 12:1. Now, these apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Look at the next verse now. Look at the next verse. Now, look at this. I want you to read this with me. Read it. And the Lord said, if you had faith as the grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the seed, and it should obey you. Now notice also in 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And then I'm going to give you an introduction and give you some more things to go with. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Oh, I like the two verses. First two words. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. You see that? All right. Now, what we're talking about, what happens, plural, when your faith becomes spiritually minded? I have the measure of faith. I got to develop the mind of faith, right? Then I said you have to mature in faith. You're not changing the measure. You're maturing in the measure. The measure changing you. Got it? The measure is changing you. All right. And then we say, then our faith is able. We release our faith in miracles. See, the measure of faith actually is miracle faith. It's the faith of God. All right. So now, let's look at it this way. You must know the quality of the measure of faith. Most people are dwelling on the quantity. See, if you think you don't have enough, you're not going to have enough. But if you know you have enough, you just got to get into what you have. So everybody that's listening to me now, you a child of God?
Yes.
Yeah, you got enough faith.
Yes.
But your mindset, and you got to get developed in it, but the faith's set now. Christ in me. The hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's a faith statement. Thank you, Lord. Everything in the Bible is a faith statement. Everything in the Bible is a faith statement because if it's not of faith, it's not of God. So any miracles that transpired in the Bible or any manifestation that transpired in the Bible is a faith miracle. It's a faith transition. Are you following that?
Yes, sir.
So you have what it takes. Say,
I have what it takes.
To make anything happen.
Good.
See it? But you're in the process of maturing, and so your faith muscles, the Lord know if you don't have no challenges. Satan think he's doing something, but the Lord just letting it happen so he can let Satan know you know. Yeah, so anything you're dealing with now is just faith training. You have the faith to deal with it. Satan can't stop you, all right? When your faith becomes spiritually minded, what I say?
From the Word,
watch what it does now. It believes, speaks, and receives. It believe, speak, and receive when it becomes spiritually minded with the Word. Now, I may preach this next Sunday, but I'm going to tell you something about your faith. You want rhema faith. When I say rhema, that means that's John 6:63 faith.
Yes, sir.
That's Hebrews 4:12 faith.
Yes.
You need that kind of faith. You need a faith that is constantly activated by the spirit of life that comes out of the Word of God.
Yes,
see, when people say someone's faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, they think you just read the Bible. No, baby. It's the Word that the Lord have revealed to you.
Yes.
It's the spirit of faith. It's not just quoting a verse. The life of the voice now is in you, in your mind, in your mouth. Your feeling and thinking can mess up your faith if you don't train them right. How many been there? You know you believe God, but something come up that shook you up and you just messing around like you don't have the power to change it. I've been there, come on. So notice your feeling. I want you to get this. Let me go back to it, I gotta find it. Your feeling and thinking can mess up your faith if you don't train them right. Now, your feeling and your thinking will cooperate with your faith. if you train them right. Let's go back to Romans 12. Let's go back to school. Romans 12, 1. You see, your body has to be trained right. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You got to present that body. Then the second one said, and this all talk, Romans 12, 1 through 3. Matter of fact, it's starting the 11th chapter of Romans. I better take you back there. Go back, go to the 11th chapter of Romans. And I want to begin at the 33rd verse in the 11th chapter. What brought up these first three verses are the 12th chapter. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How many with me now? You know where I am? Yes, don't sit there and tell me you know where I am. Now, we're not planning here. Listen, Romans 11, 33. There's a three, then another three. Because I got for you, you got to see this. See, because what I have to do as a pastor, I want your faith to become spiritually minded. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what led up to Romans 12, 1 through 3, I want you to see the 33rd verse of the 11th chapter. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. I submit to you. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
This is a description of the faith that's on the inside of you. Ooh. It could say all the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of the faith that is on the inside of you. How unsearchable is the faith that is on the inside of you. Because it's God.
Yes, sir.
Verse 34. For who have known the mind of the Lord? See that? The mind of the Lord. Say the mind of the Lord.
The mind of the Lord.
Where your mind at? When you're dealing with something, where your mind at? Who have been his counselor? Or who have first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again. For of him and through him, look at verse 36. For of him and through him and to him are all things. Now, you see that 36 verse?
Yes, sir.
That's the way your faith talk. Look at it again. That's what your faith can do. See, when your mind set is right and when your senses is under control or your body's under control, your faith becomes synonymous with God. When it says have faith in me and have God. So God gave you something. I want to say it another way. I don't know if you can handle it. So I'm going to say it another way before I say it the other way. God give you faith to be like him. I'm going to say it the other way now. You ready? God gave you faith to be him. You see, because it's not you. When you're in faith, it's not you, it's him. But he gave us that faith. When we operate in the spirit of faith, satanic powers, the system, and self can't stop you. That's the three you're dealing with, you know. You know what three you're dealing with, right? You know who you're dealing with first, right? Not Satan. Who that preaching up here? Self. Satan and the system. Watch what I'm going to say. That's your three enemies. Right. Do you have self under control? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, because your body not saved. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what, look what it says, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Look how much of a position the renewing of your mind puts you in. Huh? Now, the Lord said, after I talked to you in Romans 12:1, after I talked to you in Romans 12:2, now we can talk about faith in Romans 12:3. The three got to go together. So your faith is under a trinity. And when your faith looks like it's not working, you go check your body. Or check your mind. You're saying one thing, but you're thinking something else because of what you see. See, faith is not conforming. Faith has the power of transforming things. So the situation don't mean nothing. If your faith is functioning, listen to me now, spiritually. If your faith is functioning spiritually, the situation, Satan, the system, and self don't mean nothing. They all got to get out the way. Because you're functioning in another realm in the spirit of faith. All right? Now, listen. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. You all want to belch. See, some of y'all know what we're talking about. Wet your atmosphere. Say, Holy Ghost, come around my seat. I want you around my seat. I got some situation I won't deal with. Everybody got some situation they won't deal with. Glory to God. And that's what church is about. That's what we're here about this morning, you see. They got thousands of people online. You see that number 991? That's not accurate. No, you don't know how many people. She's one hit. You got families watching. Got a family from India be with us every Sunday. Different country. Join on the line. I let them, because the people ready to know the truth. Now listen. Got a question for you. Let me say something to you first. Your feeling and thinking can mess your faith up if you don't train them right. How many been there?
Yes,
now, here's a question for you. And just see the Holy Spirit asking you this question. Are you ready to stand on the foundation of unstoppable faith?
Yes.
How many ready? Your answer said. Are you ready to operate in your anointing, authority, and access at any given moment? Your anointing, faith got something to do with it. Your authority, faith has something to do with it. Your accessing, faith has something to do with it. When you train your faith, what I say?
When I train my faith.
To be spiritually minded.
No
weapon of the enemy will ever defeat you again. The only defeat we deal with is untrained faith. When it look like you're losing, sit down a few minutes. Check the whole system out. Check your body out. Check your mind out. Then get back up. To be carnally minded, the Bible said in Romans chapter 8, is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. They said, talking about your faith. When you're carnally minded, your faith dead. When you're spiritually minded, your faith is life and peace. Life and peace mean I'm winning. 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 My faith is designed to win. Not wonder, not worry, not even waiting. I win on the spot. Right up in here now, and I call you who are on the line with me, you up in here, right up in here now, we get you individually, personally, with what I've said this morning, by the Spirit, mercy, and grace of God, you can win any episode or any situation going in your life right in your seat where you are now. You can shut it down right now. You're powerful enough. You must know that. You must know how powerful you are when you're operating in spiritually minded faith. You connect it properly. You're not going to let no feeling, you're not going to let no scenario shut your faith down, because you're looking clean through it. You see it? When you train your faith to be spiritually minded, no weapon of the enemy will ever defeat you again. The measure of faith, the mind of faith, the maturing in faith, the miracles of faith. All right, let's start taking some notes. What happens when the word of faith begins to operate through the spirit of faith? What happened when the word of faith began to operate through the spirit of faith? Now, this verse is very pregnant to me, always has been, and it took me years before I saw it. I had been preaching a long time. I didn't understand it. John 6:63, you know, people make it a common voice, but that verse is powerful.
Yes, it is.
John 6:63, some people go through their whole Christian walk, never see that. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. The words, now look what he said, the words, plural. The words that I speak unto you, what did he say they are? That is what your faith have to operate off. Your faith can't operate off the written word. So you using a scripture and it ain't happening because it hasn't become spirit to you yet. Faith work on rhema word.
Yes.
Rhema mean it become alive to you. The spirit come out of it into you. See, not just the letters, not just how to spell it, but the real life come out of it. Spirit and life. Spirit and life. You write down Hebrew 4:12 too, because Hebrew 4:12, when that rhema get right in you, it's going to rightly divide you. And it's going to check your mind out. And it's going to renew your mind. See? It's going to separate your spirit, your soul, and your body. It'll separate your spirit, your mind, and your body. They're going to be operated on. And they're going to be brought on one accord. Are you following me? Turn to Hebrews 2. I want to make a statement. Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4. Because of the time we're living in, as a pastor, I want to make sure every member of this church and every partner understand this. It's time for your faith. This man will receive your seed. It's a $550 check. It is time for your faith to flow fully in the supernatural. Write that down. Everybody write it down. It's time for your faith. It's time for my faith to flow fully in the supernatural. And pastor have told me how. See, if your mind, oh my. See, we're going to go back to Romans 12:3. We're going to come back to Hebrew. The word think is used three times in Romans 12:3. If your mind is not renewed, if your mind is not right, you can't handle faith because it's going to produce too much. See, faith produces too much for an unspiritual mind. So if you mess around and faith start producing without your mind being renewed, you're going to get what? High-minded. That's what happened to Satan. And then he's going to snatch you. He's going to destroy you. See? That's why spiritual things got to work on levels, because, and that's why we can't be jerking all day long in the church, just jerking, jerking. We need to know something. You can't jerk your way out of a lie. You got to know the truth. So now, when he says, go back to Hebrew, I just want to show you that in Romans over and over again about faith. The measure of faith is there. The grace of faith is there in Romans 12:3. But it's time for your faith to flow fully in the supernatural. Yes, sir. Faith is a supernatural word. We've made it a common word. Let's see. I'm going to give you this now. Just hold that. The cesspools of ideas about faith has diluted much of its power in many lives. You got so much teaching on faith. So much teaching on faith. It's a rare thing. You remember I taught about ownership faith? Huh? Out of Mark 11:23. Here's another governmental revelation about faith from Romans 12:3 now. It's not normal. It's letting you know that you already have the measure. Mature in the measure. See? And bring your mind up to par with the word of God. Bring your mind up to par with the word of God. How many want to? Let me see who I'm preaching to up in here. How many of y'all really want manifestation? Keep your hand up. That's what I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you how to win in every situation. But I can't do it without you. You have to know this morning you're not hearing a sermonette. That's right. All right, you can put your hand down. All right. Pay attention because activation, I can't activate it for you. Application, I can't apply it for you. You gotta do it yourself. Yes, sir. And so you're gonna be serious here. You gotta change your whole spectrum of thinking because I'm teaching different. And the words that I have on my mind when I stand up here, there's a word I have on my mind called results. That Wednesday, when you face something Wednesday, you're going to know what to do yourself. The cesspools of ideas about faith has diluted much of its power in many lives. Satan's greatest weapon against faith is your body and your mind. Satan's greatest weapon against your faith is your body, which is your senses, and your mind. Listen, you have enough faith to accomplish anything you need to accomplish, but you have to mature in the measure. See, it's like having $45 million in the bank in your name, but you don't know how to go get it. You go stand in the bank and look stupid, you know, say, what's your name? You own the bank, but you don't even know it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you have enough faith mature in the measure. Instead of your faith being sharp, it's about to take off like a rocket. I asked the question, what if you come to the glorious understanding that you are faith? I am faith. Now you got to understand the revelation now, see? Because some religious folk are going to try to talk you out of it because they're going to come with their religious idea. But see, faith is God. God is faith. And God gave me himself in faith. I can't manifest down here without faith. You cannot. You got Hebrews 11 and 6. You want auger? You got Hebrews 11 and 6. You say, without faith. But real faith is in Hebrews 11 and 6. Real faith knows what to do in any situation. Real faith knows, don't worry about the situation, seek God. Turn God on. Your faith is the switch to God. Your faith is the switch to Jesus. Your faith is the switch to the Holy Spirit. Your faith is the switch to the kingdom. Your faith is the switch to the Word of God. Your faith is the switch to victory. Your faith is the switch to triumph. Are you understanding this? Are you getting it? The switch in you. No matter what comes up, when you flip that switch, you take over. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever seems like is dreariness and don't look like it's working, you came here this morning to switch on. And you become God to that situation. Satan must bow at your faith because he has no faith. Satan can't have faith in God. You have faith in God. God gave you something Satan don't have. Satan don't have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You hold the power to transform, enrich, enlighten, and illumine your life beyond measure. You got the power to do it. You got the power to do it. I think I got to get back to Hebrew, but I'm going to show you that power now. Let me show you that power. I'm going to show you that power in the connotation of the statement I am faith. I am faith. Make me just like God. I'm a faith child. I'm in a faith family. Now I want you to see this, that I am faith. Galatians 2:20. What did it begin with? I am. Oh, I am. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. How I'm gonna live? Now I'm gonna give you a statement. I may preach it later on. We're now talking about resurrected faith. Faith that no problem can hold. Faith coming out of the grave every day. Every situation you're dealing with in a form of defeat is a grave, and your faith know how to resurrect out of every situation because your faith is operating in resurrection power. Can you see that? That's what this voice tells us. This voice tells us about resurrected faith, that faith that can't die, faith that can't be defeated. Don't care how many problems against your faith, you coming up out of there. Because your faith functions in the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Come on now. I want you to see that. In you is resurrected faith. It's faith that can't lose. Faith that Satan can't hold on. You understand? You coming up. Out of every situation you're dealing with now that is against you, your faith gonna cause you to resurrect. When you understand that, the opposition that you come up in life, come up in your life, you heard from God that I'm coming. Another resurrection about to take place. 14 of your best friends can turn against you. You know. I'm coming up out of this because I have resurrected faith. Come on, say it. I have resurrected faith on the inside of me. Now, what that mean, I have resurrected faith on the inside of me? That mean nothing. No problem, no circumstance, no condition, no opposition can stop me. I'm coming up. Few people in the body of Christ, not many, know that they have resurrected faith on the inside of them. You leaving here this morning knowing that. You leaving here this morning knowing I can't be defeated. You leaving here this morning knowing nothing can lock me down. There's money up in here. $500 up in here. You see, the only thing that keeps your faith from not being resurrected faith is carnality. I almost won't say being too cautious sometimes with situation. Rise up in your power. This voice proves that I have resurrected faith on the inside of me. And that resurrected faith, come on, are you ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
Is the same kind of faith Jesus had.
Yes.
Right in that voice. Right in that voice. If you can disprove this in this voice, I don't know what devil farm you come off of. Because this, I'm crucified with Christ. Look what it said. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ lives in me. How? How? By faith. How? How Christ living in me? By faith. How I'm being like Christ? By faith. I'll give you another one, the Holy Ghost telling me now. The same faith that raised Jesus from the dead live on the inside of me. Oh, man, come on now. The same spirit of faith that raised Jesus from the dead can raise me from any situation, any condition, right now. You got it? Robin, you got it? Yeah, see, I want you, we're going to use that. God wants Satan to think he got you. But he wants you to know he don't got you. When you had in your mind, you're agreeing with Satan. When you renew your mind, you're agreeing with God. Because the renewed mind gonna cause resurrection. I'm not worried about nothing in here right now. What nobody going through. I'm not worried about nothing online. What no person going through. If they hear what God say, renew your mind and resurrected faith gonna kick off. I know I saw you go to Hebrews 2. Go to 2 Timothy 1:7. Go to 2 Timothy 1:7. I receive your seed. That's $250. I'm about to show you something now. You see, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Three ingredients God wants you to put in your faith this morning. Power. Love. Look at that third ingredient. Your faith cannot work without a sound mind. And the only thing that give your faith sound mind is the word of God. But I want you to put those three ingredients in your faith. See. Because in that verse, God is showing fear, but he's showing faith. Now, I didn't take you to Galatians 2:20. I didn't take you where he says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, I'm preaching in two voices at one time. Galatians 2:20. You remember he said, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now here, when I was reading this verse, I've read this verse I don't know many times. God says, you didn't see everything I'm showing you in there. He says, power, love, and a sound mind are ingredients for the spirit of faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yep, yep, yep. I see, you wouldn't think your mind had nothing to do with it, but your mind is a hindrance to your faith if you don't renew your mind. You're trying to use faith in a corner mind. And then it says, a corner mind, Romans 8, say a corner mind can't please God. You have to be spiritually minded to operate in the Bible. So anything that's been hindering you for quite some time this morning is resurrection day. Now, I heard the Spirit of God say this. Understand this. Resurrection comes with revelation. Acted upon. So you're going to have to act upon this. You have to even write down what you're dealing with. Then write your answer. This going to happen because the faith that is in me is greater than the stupidity that is in you, thinking you can hold me down as a child of God. You can put any word you want in it. Belch. I would like to know who have not been listening here and you don't have your answer. I would like to know who has not been listening in here and you don't have your answer. Because everybody should have the answer. In this one message, you should have your answer. You know what you got to work on. You know who you got to work on. It's not Satan. Because, yeah, we're here. How you got up here? You mind? What problem over the years have thought it can hold you down? Or the last 6 years you've been dealing with something. And you come one morning. Come on, don't y'all do me like that. Y'all gotta be listening. You have to have heard your answer online. Come on, people, talk to me. You must have your answer now.
I got my answer.
Yeah, thank you so much. You got to have your answer. You're a child of God, right? How powerful it is to say that you have resurrecting faith on the inside of you that can rise you out of any situation. If that faith rose Jesus from the dead, it was the spirit of faith. Jesus said, destroy this temple, in 3 days, it'll rise up again. Was that faith talking? Huh? Actually, your problem is for victory. To let you go to another level in faith. Teaching you how to fight. You don't have to fight the enemy. Matter of fact, God sent you here for me to tell you you don't have a problem. What? Thank God, I won't dance now. I don't have a problem. It's all in my mind. Because that Satan can't do nothing, this world system can't do nothing, man can't do nothing to me, to stop me, because I'm a child of God. You might give me the first day, you might give me the second day, but the third day I'm coming out of this grave. You see what I'm saying? See, I got resurrected faith on the inside of me. I got to get in my body. And my mind in cooperation. You see it? You see it? Give me 5 more minutes. Sit down. Oh, I got to give you this. The cesspool of ideas about faith has diluted much of its power in many lives. Satan's greatest weapon against faith is your body and your mind. You have enough faith mature in the measure. Instead of your faith being shook up about things, let it take off like a rocket. What if you come to the glorious understanding that your faith, by the measure of faith that is in you, you hold a power to transform, enrich, enlighten, and illumine your life beyond measure. Now, he won't tell you that twice. Yes, sir. Let's go back to this so I can close. It's time for your faith to flow fully in the supernatural. Say it. It's time for my faith to flow fully in the supernatural. Say it.
It's time for my faith to flow fully in the supernatural.
Say it.
It's time for my faith to flow fully in the supernatural.
Now, do you know how? Everybody got quiet. Now, don't call on me, Reverend. What are those two places I told you to get straight? That's Romans 12, 1, 2. You got to get that straight. Then you can go to 3, and you can go to 2 Corinthians 4, 13. You go to Mark 11, 23 then. See, we've been trying to go to Mark 11, 23, and don't have Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 line up. And so Mark 11, 23 can't work. So Satan hide that and make you think you got to keep waiting and keep pumping and pumping. No, you just go right the first time.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So faith is supernatural. What supernatural mean? What? Signs, wonders, miracles, exploit. Can't explain. Come on, one way. God did it. That's supernatural. You are a supernatural child of God. See what happened is. See what happened. I found that happening in the church. Because we make mistakes, we forget we're supernatural. And we're so busy praying about the mistake, we're not using the supernatural. You're going to make mistakes because you got a body. You're going to make mistakes because you got a mind. You're not going to practice mistake, but you're going to make mistake because Satan's trying to trip you in your body and trip you, using all kind of scheme, trip you in your mind so you can come to a point of condemnation. And therefore, instead of living in revelation now, you live in condemnation. And we who didn't know no better, we just preach sin and say, "Yo, get this, get this." No, train my people. They got my spirit on the inside of them. They don't want to do wrong. They don't want to do wrong. They don't want to live in sin because they got my spirit. They're under conviction. They got a conscience. But train them what's happening to them. See, I don't want nobody fussing at me every Sunday, cussing at me, fussing. Talking about, I ain't know, you might go to hell and you might go to heaven. God, dog. All of us got shortcomings. You know what I say, man? But as you renew your mind, as you understand who you really are, that is more pleasurable on that side than this side. Soon as something come up, the Lord say, "Don't do that." I say, "Lord, I repent. Soak me in the blood. Forgive me. Help me not to do that again." You don't practice no sin. It's a sin that the enemy try to put on you. Now let's get this, get you set up for miracles right now in your faith. You can have some miracles next week. You're operating in resurrected faith, right? You're operating in supernatural faith, right? And you know what stops your faith from being supernatural, right? Your spirit screaming, "You're supernatural. You don't have to take that. You're supernatural. You got resurrected faith on the inside of you. You got faith in you that Satan can't handle. Circumstances can't handle. Problem can't handle. This world system can't handle. Your job can't handle. Your condition can't handle. You got faith in you to ride you up out of anything. You're supernatural. Say it, I'm supernatural. I have supernatural faith on the inside of me. But if I don't operate in a supernatural faith, I'm natural just like everybody else. That's why he gave me faith. So I have to stop trying to be supernatural just quoting verses. Because the letter is what?
Dead.
You mean I can quote 13 chapters and get nothing half right? Right. Because if you don't mix it with faith, let's read that. I got to close. Let's read that. I got the point too, but that's all right. It is time for your faith to flow fully in the supernatural. All right, give me Hebrews 2 now. Hebrews 2:1. I'm going to show you that and then I'm going to close. Show you in Hebrews 2. I'm going to show you in Hebrews 4 that it's time for you to flow in the supernatural. Therefore, we ought to give the more honest heed to the things which we have heard. You got to do that. Lest at any time we what? All right, go to the next verse. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression, every disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. Go to verse 3. We're going to verse 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Yes.
Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. And then give me the next verse now. Verse 4. God also bearing them witness both signs come into your life. Signs, things come into your life you can't explain. Things come into your life you just gonna say, man, the Lord did it. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God. It's time for signs in the body of Christ. It's time for us to do things supernatural in the body of Christ. It's time for us to get out the same line the world in and let that supernatural God on the inside of us. Signs and wonders. And with divers miracles. I'm ready for my miracle. Say it, I'm ready for my miracle. Not a miracle, miracles. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews 4 quickly. Verse 1. Hebrews 4 and 1. Let's go quickly. Let us therefore fear. Come on, child. Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short. I want y'all to look at this verse real good. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Rest. Don't care what's going on. I am going to have my rest. Sleep like a log and snow like a hog. I'm going to have my rest. Go to the second verse and we close. Go to the second verse. For unto us was the gospel preached. See, what's happening to you this morning? As well as unto them. But the word preach. Did not profit them. You got to mix it. Come on. Everybody do this. Everybody in the house got to do this. And I want you to remember, you got whatever been preached to you, you got to mix it with faith. You come here and got all your problems solved this morning. You might have been dealing with it for 17 years, but now the Holy Ghost is going to give you wisdom of how to rest. because you know you got the victory. You got resurrected faith on the inside of you. Faith is alive. And my mind can't control my faith. My body can't control my faith. Matter of fact, my faith controls my body and my mind. You understand that? You know your body always jump up and say something. He gonna say something. If you don't even ask it, nothing. Your body don't even raise his hand to ask permission. Just say something. I don't feel good. This might be death right here. Shut up. I'm not listening to you. Feel it. Hallelujah. God. All right, Junior. God. What a morning. Lift your hand. Praise God. What a morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And you know, we need this type of understanding in the time that we're living in. These last days, a lot of message I'm going to be preaching is the last days message that you will have wisdom and discernment of how to deal with situations that arise in your life, on your job, in your community, in your family, etc., in your finances, in your body. You need to know, you need to have discernment, and you need to have wisdom, okay? So I bless you with wisdom, divine enlightenment from God in every situation, and I bless you with a discerning spirit. Something may look real, but you're going to look clean through it and know what direction to take in Jesus' name. Amen.